Yes, sir.
Julie, please.
Thank you. I have Mr. Rebozo also, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah, you got him. Fine.
You want him first?
Yep.
Thank
sure.
The President.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President. Is hopeful that he gets to have somebody on your trip with you.
Him? Don't worry. I'll work out something.
Yeah, I think he's afraid of Newsday or somebody like that getting on now.
Oh, shit. Never. Never.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, we're having fun.
That's right.
I made, as you noticed, a very non-political talk, which some of our press men, God, they were so goddamn angry because they wanted me to come out and ripping and roaring,
yeah.
And I refused to do it.
Yeah.
But that was the best thing to do. Don't you agree?
No, it was.
I was very.
See how you put it all together so well.
Above the battle, did you think it was all right?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was just beautiful. You know, the thing that always amazes me at every one of these affairs, I always hear everyone say, I mean, even your good friends, it's the best speech he ever made. Well, hell, he just never made a bad one. He just, you know, everyone is so good, but everyone says that.
Some of them said that after this one, even.
Yes, sir.
Well, this wasn't that good, but it was all right.
Yes, sir. A number of people there said it's the best speech he's ever made. So there you go.
Incidentally, we're going to go to Camp David this weekend. If you happen to be up this way about Friday afternoon, you might want to go up.
All right, sir.
Why don't you do it?
All right.
What the hell?
Sure. When are you going?
I'm going Friday at... I won't be going. I've got a very important announcement Friday, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm going up about 6:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you give Rose a call and
okay.
Get her to go. And so, and be in the helicopter at 6:30.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Okay.
Great.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.